live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission, to use our voice to build our community. All new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And good morning. Once again, people are talking about yesterday. Of course they are. People are talking about today, too. The day after, what a doctor says about your eye health. Live 8:30 this morning, and down goes the Boilers. Hi, hello, and good morning. I'm Steve Lindell, host of the Daily Talk program on WMUN called Delaware County Today. We always begin with everything affected by our weather, and we get that from meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. After the day the Sky Show made history, the weather's pretty quiet today. Here's a fun fact about the Muncie temperature at the start of the partial eclipse, 75. And it fell to 70 degrees at one point during the eclipse. Well, today, the sun will get eclipsed by some clouds from time to time, partly to mostly cloudy. It looks like any chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to be confined to the afternoon and evening, and it's not a big chance. 72 for the high today. Down to 51 tonight, a spotty shower or storm. But tomorrow, there will be rain in the afternoon and evening. Wednesday's high, 65. Shower, storms, breezy, and 64 on Thursday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul Poteet, for WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. People are talking about the mayor of Muncie. He's right here, Dan Ridenour. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Steve.
And we're glad that you're in our WMUN studios this morning. Thanks for doing this once a month and more often as need be, because you're very accessible and we need that. The community needs that. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. So all in all, how do you think yesterday went with the eclipse day for the city of Muncie?
Well, I think it was quite successful. Those who actually watched it, which I would assume are most people, had to just be in awe of the situation and the once-in-a-lifetime that we had, unless you travel somewhere else. But I don't think we had anywhere near the 100,000 that we were being told by the state. And I know that's what EMA was working toward the whole time, to make sure we were prepared. But I do know a lot of people came down, and all our hotels were full, the Airbnbs were full, and a lot of people drove down the day of. I talked with people. We had people coming in City Hall because they were taking pictures on the third floor of the Garfield. So it was part of their pre-eclipse viewing. There was people from Seattle, Washington, from Minnesota.
Wasn't mom. She stayed home.
Yes. No. But there were people from all over the country who came here and chose Muncie, and we were very happy about that.
We staffed up here at the radio station, too. Again, just in case, we did live reports from the EOC, saw Muncie police there on scene, as all the others were, to make sure that everybody had information flowing around. We had people in both all of our buildings and also external, just to make sure everything was calm and copacetic. And from all indications, as you said, John Catino, the EMA director for Delaware County, said very pleased that everything went as smoothly as it did. And for those that want some more information about statewide, we'll have that later in the hour, by the way. We're talking about Muncie, Delaware County right now on WMUN with the mayor of Muncie. And let's talk about the city council meeting last week. A lot was covered. Unfortunately, not everyone could see and hear it, technologically speaking. You can always go, of course. You can be
Absolutely.
In person. But I know you were disappointed. The technology broke that night, and that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, it was more of a software issue. It started up one of those automatic updates on his laptop at the beginning, and it's not easy to stop. I went up to the council. I said, this is not going to be live. And they said to go ahead and begin. So that's why we began the meeting. But quite frankly, I'm probably more frustrated than others because the fire station passed 7-2. Still two voted against it, but we were very, very pleased with that result. We were very pleased with the result. The city was very pleased with the result on the apartment complex, Kilgore Place, that also got approval, and the Ball State proposals went through the first step pretty cleanly as well. So it was all very good information we wanted to get out. And people can hear it. It is online at our City of Muncie site.
The audio is
the
available.
Audio okay. is on.
All right.
But I don't think we'll ever see the video. It just wasn't able to be captured.
The fire station you're talking about is to replace Fire Station 6. Am I remembering that?
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay, very
That's
good.
That's correct.
And the price tag, 8.7 is what it turned out to be?
Well, actually, to construct the fire station, okay. and this was one of the things that I hope that people will listen, because then they will hear that this was explained during the meeting. It's actually 5.9 to build it. What was not included in that fire station numbers that were used at the previous council meeting to build theirs was 4.7, but it was also 10,000 square feet. Ours is 13,000 square feet. So the price per square foot was within $10 of each other. Theirs did not include soft costs. So when we said the 8.7, that included closing costs for the bond issue, but it also included all the soft costs, which is the engineering, the architecture, work, all of that. We have to demo a building, the existing building. So all of those were included, but to actually construct it is 5.9. And and all of that was explained. If you listen to the audio portion, people can hear that.
All right, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, my guest on WMUN, Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Staying on fire stations, are there any plans or discussions about other upgrades or updates? Because I know that's not the only station that might need some help or work. Infrastructure everywhere is obviously getting older by the moment in our entire country.
Absolutely. The next one we're focused on is Fire Station 5, which is on Tillotson. We do have that already designed, engineered, ready to go. The construction part of it. However, in order to build that, we have to tear it down. So we have to build a temporary station. We're partnering with IU Health on that. They have to go through the zoning variance portion. And as soon as that zoning variance portion is completed, then we can move forward with Station 5, which is number 2. And then we have several other stations that we're doing additional work on. We replaced 4 roofs last year. And several other things that we want to do.
All right, Delaware County Today, WMUN Live. Steve Lindell with Dan Ridenour, the mayor of Muncie, talking about all things city for the time being here. This happens to me and to us all the time. It happens to everybody, social media. There's naysayers. Sometimes there's people that post some things and they might be in a bit of a mood, or maybe in some cases they may not have all the facts. What say you to those that about this particular situation and the technology problem that happened at city council meeting last week and so on and so forth? Somehow phrase that to those that they use their right. It's free speech.
Oh, absolutely.
To comment in the ways they did.
Yeah, we appreciate the comments. But there was nobody more frustrated than me because of the success that we had that night in explaining the price differences and getting, frankly, all we wanted was the approval, and we got that approval for that bond issue. So, I've had situations where the computer just didn't work, and you know what? You go do something that's not computerized, and eventually it works. You call IT, and they fix it. And those minutes where it wasn't working, you don't ever get those back as a working model. So, I would just say thank you so much for your comments, but understand that technology, if it doesn't work, there's not a whole lot we can do.
And by the way, for our listeners that might be thinking, hey, I thought the state required public meetings to be on, live streamed now. They do. That's put into place. But a July 27th, I think, is officially the first date that law takes effect. And full disclosure, the city of Muncie and many others have been live streaming meetings for a long time before the state said, you gotta do it. So the efforting has clearly been made prior to the state saying anything in the first
place. Absolutely, right? Absolutely. We understand the importance of that, and really, quite frankly, wish all local governments did the same.
Nice. Next item here, and my question about the BSU hotel permission and the village and so on and so forth. I understand President Mearns made a presentation to the city council that night, too. I don't know how this works, and I'd like you to tell our listeners, why would Ball State need permission or whatever the right word is to move forward? What is it called? The University Village Area Village Tapestry Hotel and Project.
Well, it's not just about the Tapestry Hotel, but that is the first part that will begin construction.
Okay.
There are five parts to it. So essentially, we will be using Ready 2.0 funds, which get announced on Thursday. And those funds, which a lot of people don't realize, require a one-to-one match with the local government. So what we were asking the city council for is, I had talked with President Mearns about, please, you have to use a developer so that there's property taxes. It can't be Ball State owned. And they agreed to do that and are. So there will be tax revenues for the city. And because of that, they came to us to get part of that match of anticipated Ready 2.0 funds. And you have to have that or the Ready 2.0 funds don't appear. So it's not so much about the hotel, although that will be a wonderful addition and something we greatly need. And had we had this hotel, we probably would have had more visitors to our community for the eclipse. But it was the council is looking at providing what's called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes arrangement, to where we will receive a set amount each year for 5 years and then double that amount the next 5 years for and then collect the full taxes at that part. But that portion goes into the cash flow of the project to help pay for infrastructure.
For our listeners, Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns is a frequent guest on this show, too, as is Mayor Eidenauer. I believe President Mearns is a Thursday morning guest, so we'll ask him a little more about that, too, from his and the university's perspective. I'm sure they're thankful for the association of partnership, and he'll say that sort of stuff in his own words. With respect to the Ready grants, the Ready 2.0 grants that you mentioned just a second ago, Monday on our weekly business show on this radio station, the 765businessjournal.com radio show, we will have the Delaware County representative as a live in-studio guest to talk about the hopeful success of city and towns throughout Delaware County and how that proposal came together, and hopefully some good news with some monies coming in for a lot of good reasons.
That would be wonderful.
That's a 9 to 9:30 show, by the way, live on Monday morning. Also at the council meeting, I understand our buddy Don Finnegan was there. You're still physically challenged, last you told me, so I don't think you could necessarily make the 140-mile run that his people are going to do. Am I correct in assuming?
You are correct in assuming that, 140 miles. However, I have run the part of the portions inside the Muncie city limits before, and the schedule's a little tight this time and when they're going to arrive and the week that they're arriving, but I'm very appreciative.
Talk about Don and the run for the fall.
I am very appreciative of what Don does. So this is a way for mainly family members to be honored for their lost loved ones along the route. So every mile along the route, they stop, they recognize three or four families doing a ceremony, and they run from then 1 mile marker to the next mile marker. And there are people who will do the entire run. There are groups that will be doing the entire run together, and it's a wonderful thing. If you haven't seen it, there one of the stops is right at City Hall. It just happens to be that way. It's perfect. But it's we greatly appreciate Don.
May 10 through 12, folks, to write down in your calendar, starts in Fort Wayne on May 10, as is typical. And it ends up in Indianapolis on May the 12th. And the information, if you'd like to find out more about Don Finnegan, his efforts, and so many others, as you imagine, this takes a lot of people, folks, is indiana.usarunforthefallen.org. We'll put that URL within our post on the WMUN Muncie website after the show today. Mr. Mayor, anything we haven't talked about that you want to get out to the community today?
No, just enjoy this additional 2 days in a row of 70-degree weather. That is wonderful. And
that's your doing, right? You should take
actually
credit.
That is not.
Well, you get blamed for everything that's bad. I think you should take credit for what's
good. Well, I'm not going to take credit for that. But I will enjoy it. We'll put it that way. So I recommend everyone else do the same.
All right, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, always a pleasure. If you need anything ever, don't hesitate to reach out to me and to us as always. Okay, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Steve.
We'll continue with more, including Dr. McCreese coming at the bottom of the hour, talking about eye safety and health. After the fact, stand by. That's coming up on WMUN.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay.
AM and Alexa, live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Inside the Axia Command Center this morning, Emily Guffey is not feeling well. We'll have Dr. McCreese, bottom of hour, coming up, talking about yesterday.
And what I mean by that is he might be able to talk about what you might be watchful for if you might have not watched the solar eclipse in the safest and best way possible. So we'll cover that and whatever else the doctor wants to talk about, well, in just 10 minutes or so. Hold on a second. More like 7 minutes or so.
It's April 9th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Name Yourself Day. Normally, I go by CJ Papa, but today, I'll be Anchorman. Studies have shown that there are links between a person's name and their personalities. It's called the Dorian Gray Effect, named for Oscar Wilde's novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Also on this day, it was wedding bells for the British royal family in 2005 as Prince Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles. It was his second marriage. He was first wed to Lady Diana Spencer, later known as Princess Diana. In 1967, the best-selling airplane in history had its maiden voyage, the Boeing 737, a short to medium-range plane. And in 1950, comedian Bob Hope made his first ever television appearance on the Star Spangled Review. Previously, Hope had resisted being on TV, saying radio was a softer racket. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It's a racket, all right. Thank you, CJ. This is WMUN Steve Lindell, and our post-eclipse coverage goes now to Fishers. And one of the examples of what you can do with those eclipse glasses now that it's all over.
So you're about a day removed from seeing a solar eclipse thanks to a pair of specially designed glasses that kept your eyes protected. Rather than just throwing away the flimsy piece of eyewear, you can actually donate it. Fishers police say they have a few vestibules set up to specifically drop off your eclipse shades. They'll eventually be shipped to Latin America thanks to Eclipse Glasses USA, where children will be able to use them for an eclipse out there this August. Harrison Silcox, Network, Indiana.
Our WMUN radio reporter Brett Busby was actually first to tell me about that Latin American angle to how to reuse the eclipse glasses. He supplied me with, I believe it was a graphic a day or two ago, and I don't have it in front of me, but there's an address where you literally can drop those paper eclipse glasses in an envelope and mail them so you can take part too, even if you aren't in the near Fishers area. This is Delaware County today, and news talk, sports talk, community talk. People will be talking about last night's game, and that'll happen a lot today. I assume Mr. Forrester will be live from 4 to 5 for the Power Hour. That's every day, 4 to 5 p.m. on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Thanks for listening on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. We now will bring you a little more eclipse coverage. And later this hour, if we have time, if time permits, we're going to bring you into our backyard from yesterday. We happened to capture some audio thanks to our Sean Mattingly. Shaq Mattingly is his basketball nickname, but I digress. Anyway, he was kind enough to pull the audio when we kind of did play-by-play of the eclipse in Muncie, Indiana. We'll try to work that in before the end of the hour. But first, let's do this. This is, I think, part of the Indianapolis area reaction. John Herrick had a report for us, filed this late yesterday afternoon.
That was the reaction from people on Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis once the path of totality became reality. For this man who saw it outside the Indiana War Memorial, he called it one of the most spiritual moments of his life.
If I had the money, I would travel the world seeing these.
Others called it beautiful, incredible, and really cool. The next total solar eclipse won't be visible again from the contiguous United States until 2044. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
I'm going to hang around for that one. 2044. How old will I be then? I don't know. I don't want to do that math. Hold on. The serious side of the eclipse, that subject is 4 minutes away with Dr. McCreese. What to watch out for, what to think about, just in case you didn't do exactly as he told you to do to safely watch that event yesterday. Coming up next on WMUN.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-260-7979. That's 800-260-7979. 800-260-7979.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, oh, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal. There are endless possibilities. My favorite? I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Pleased and proud to bring the doctor back into the studio this morning. All eyes were on the sky yesterday, of course. The total solar eclipse. The weather worked out well. In fact, that worked out great for us. Dr. McCreese from the McCreese Vision Group joins me right now in our WMUN studio. What was your impression, Dr. McCreese? What did you think?
What a wonderful day it was. How fortunate we were to have this fantastic, perfect day to watch this amazing celestial phenomenon, and it was so overwhelming to watch.
Really? Agreed.
Enjoyed it so much, and I know so many people enjoyed it just as much.
Heard so many nice things about what you and your folks did with respect to those free solar eclipse glasses at the fire stations and the schools and so forth. I think that worked out very well, too.
We were very happy to be able to help Muncie and the surrounding communities watch the eclipse safely, hopefully, because as you know, any damage to the eyes caused by improper viewing of the sun is irreversible. And we were very happy to be able to donate 60,000 pairs of glasses. And Julie Bandy, our marketing director, is here to thank people that made that possible. It was an amazing task to distribute 60,000 pairs of glasses.
Yeah, please, let's get to those thanks. That is deserved.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you have there as far as a list of participants are concerned? I imagine it's a big one, and that's okay.
It really is, and thank you so much for everyone who helped us get these distributed. We could never have done it alone. So I'd like to thank specifically the Muncie Fire Stations. They had distributed Monday through Friday, several hours a day. Also the fire stations in Gaston, Eaton, Cowan, Daleville, Yorktown, Liberty Perry, they were just magnificent. The superintendent of the school systems, Dr. Greg Henshaw of Yorktown, and Mr. Klotz from the Muncie school systems, and then all of the Muncie school systems principals somehow were able to come up with some really creative ways to get those glasses into the hands of the families. Also, Susan Morris with the Delaware County Health Department was incredible helping us find out all of the resources and people who could help us. Dr. Craig Coons at Optical Insights, they gave away thousands of glasses. And of course, without saying, thank you to Dr. McCreese and his entire staff. They were all so creative and instrumental in helping us get these glasses to everyone who needed them.
Yeah, fantastic effort on all pieces and parts. One of the other things that maybe you're already aware of this, but we had in our news earlier this morning, for those that want those glasses, not just yours, but all the others that were floating around the world, Latin America, I think, will be the next place that the total solar eclipse will happen. There's a worldwide effort to get the eclipse glasses in an envelope. There's an address, and we have that here. Brett Busby gave that to us. I'll share it with you, too. I bet you'll probably want to share that. So you literally drop your McCreese eclipse glasses in an envelope, send it to the address to Latin America, and then kids in Latin America are going to be given those so they can safely watch it when it happens. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yes, what a wonderful initiative to help less privileged populations enjoy such a beautiful phenomenon safely. And we have actually a few hundreds left over, and we will definitely send them.
Wow. I'll make sure that that address gets your way. There's a lot of efforts in that regard, and we're trying to publicize that to make sure that these glasses, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. They're still exactly the way they need to be, right? This ISO thing and all that.
Absolutely.
You were way over my head with the ISO and all those digits and everything, Dr. McCreese. Anything else that you'd like to share with the community? Either one of you, we'd be happy to give you the floor to talk about whatever you want to share this morning.
We just wanted to thank everyone that Julie thanked, and also the community for embracing this initiative and taking it among themselves to promote safety among our citizens, to watch this beautiful event safely. And it was so spectacular. What a wonderful day.
Maybe we should do this again in 2099.
I don't think I'll be around, but
I think I'm going to miss that one too, dang it. But I'd like to, because it was something. Thank you so much,
Thank both of you
and all of you at McCreese Vision Group for allowing us to be involved with this and what you did. And we're very, very pleased and proud to call all of you a member of our business community and a stellar one at that, Dr. McCreese.
I'd be amiss, one final thing, not to thank all my dedicated staff, and particularly Jerry Ronimus and her husband Mike, who went above and beyond, stationing the practice van around town, in Yorktown and in Muncie, everywhere, to distribute those free glasses.
Excellent. Thanks again for the effort. McCreese Vision Group, Dr. McCreese.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to. Oh, hopefully we can do this again very soon. As we continue, we have more to cover this morning on WMUN's Delaware County Today.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining CAM-MTC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
Stop in and save big money on Menards' selection of outdoor storage options. Suncast storage sheds are the perfect storage solution for outdoor tools, equipment, and more. Plus, their all-weather construction is low maintenance. The Cloverdale 7x7 storage shed includes a wide double door and reinforced floor. It's the perfect solution for your large-scale storage needs. Save big on outdoor storage and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning, Muncie, Yorktown, Albany, all of East Central Indiana, and those of you listening worldwide on the Alexa devices. Mama's probably out there. I can't see the map from here. Steve Lindell with our local news summary now. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. Ham radio was a big part of communications yesterday.
Yeah, my name's Drew Bennett, and I'm the RACES coordinator for Delaware County. So we're using amateur radio today, which doesn't require any infrastructure other than what we brought, to communicate around the county where we have spotters stationed, and they're taking traffic reports. They're monitoring the traffic, the bill throughout the day, as we anticipate it will. And we are relaying information here to our trailer where we can put that information on a map so the dispatch can be aware of any traffic congestion that's building throughout the day.
That from one of my reports on Eclipse Day from the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency.
How did it go yesterday for the solar eclipse in Madison County? EMA Public Information Officer Tom Ecker.
Our Emergency Operations Center went real smooth with all of our partners, public and private, that were in there. We had all the information that we needed to make the right decisions. We did not have any emergencies or troubles with the traffic. It went pretty smooth without any incidents, which is great.
They kept us informed so we could keep you informed. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
With Greg Pence planning to call it quits in the House, several Hoosier Republicans want the chance to succeed him. Kurt Darling has that.
One of those is State Senator Jeff Rotz of Richmond.
Ultimately, the decision came down to, do I want to stay in Indiana where we get things done, or go to a place of what I would categorize as chaos?
And apparently he's chosen the chaos. He says he would push for a secure southern border if elected. Rotz said that the border was in much better shape under former President Trump than under President Biden. He would also support a nationwide abortion ban. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Senator Mike Braun thinks the government should keep taxes light for Hoosiers. Ryan Hedrick explains why Braun is running for governor.
He says too many states, including Indiana, are in the business of buying land and developing it.
And I think that is a slippery slope. It begs the question of, are you picking now winners and losers to come along with that?
Braun is talking about the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, the economic arm of the state. He says that the size of the government limits its efficiency. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie man suspected of robbing his barber after a dispute over the quality of a haircut. 24-year-old Damian Hanyard was arrested on suspicion of robbery and intimidation. The barber on the 1700 block of East Centennial Avenue telling police Hanyard was unhappy with his haircut and threatened to shoot the place up, reports the Star Press.
$240,000. That's the in-kind donation from WLBC and Wolf Boom Radio for the next 12 months of WLBC's Hometown Hero of the Month and the new Unity in the Community grant programs. This year, providing 24 organizations with a month's worth of advertising to promote their events or general awareness. The full list of winners on our local news page this morning.
invaluable data during yesterday's eclipse day, especially after the event. As info was reported, here's what happened. Kyle Johnson, GIS coordinator.
Which automatically gets added to a map, which is up in our EOC as a dashboard and lets us know exactly where these traffic reports are coming in and severity levels, and we can see that in real time.
That from one of my WMUN news radio interviews yesterday. That one happened midday. A Saturday night meant for enjoying with a well-known comedian turned sour when a fight broke out.
At the Indiana Farmers Coliseum at the fairgrounds, chaos erupted among fans watching comedian Cat Williams. Video footage shows a security guard rushing toward the disturbance with the flashlight. Williams, known for his roles in movies like Scary Movie 5 and Larry the Cable Guy's Christmas Spectacular, was performing when the fight started. He walked off the stage when it began. State police are investigating. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Ryan is back right now reporting on the average Hoosier bringing in about $58,000. A Republican candidate for governor aims to give Hoosiers a bit more cash to hold on to.
Senator Mike Braun understands that once something's in motion, you just can't undo it. He believes this project has progressed too far to reverse course.
My gut tells me that there's been a lot of political engineering that went behind this idea that we'll see how it pans out. It's got a choppy start out of the gate.
Braun is one of six Indiana Republican candidates running for governor. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. As spring blooms and summer approaches, many families around central Indiana may be lining up their next vacation. FBI is warning Hoosiers to take precautions, for international criminals are operating in the area and targeting the homes of families who leave town. The FBI says these groups are known to target homes in affluent neighborhoods, but also are likely responsible for distraction robberies in grocery stores.
With events like yesterday's eclipse, one thing is true. One never knows when an emergency will strike. And 6th District Congressman Greg Pence says there's one place you can trust.
Radio. I'm 100% as a congressperson in behind radio, AM, FM radio. And that's one of the things that I'm fighting in Congress, that we make sure we preserve the systems of radio in case of emergencies in this country. I've written a number of letters, met with a lot of folks, people in your own station, how we preserve that, particularly in AM radio, and make sure that it's in cars if anything ever happens.
25 years in prison for killing Indianapolis police officer Breanne Leith is too light, says IMPD Chief Chris Bailey.
I'm a father of a daughter, and I can only imagine how the Leith family feels today.
Chief Bailey talking to WIBC's Hammer and Nigel. He says justice wasn't served for the Leith family.
I don't believe that this sentence is fitting the crime that was committed here, the crimes, multiple crimes.
Elias Dorsey was also sentenced to 15 years of mental health probation. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Hybrid or hybrid plug-ins, vehicles backed by both gas and electric engines, now getting more attention than electric cars. Sales of hybrid vehicles grew 5 times in February, according to Morgan Stanley, while EV sales remained flat. It's got Ford announcing a 2-year delay in launching its all-electric SUV after pulling back production of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup. It's also one of many automakers pivoting away from EV investments while expanding hybrid electric vehicle offerings, all while trying to play catch-up with companies like Toyota, that's largely focused on hybrids, skeptical of the viability of the Biden administration's mandate of going all electric. Sales of Toyota hybrids and plug-in models increased nearly 28% over the previous year and make up about 30% of the Japanese auto giant's portfolio. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The LEAP District project in Boone County is moving forward. How would one Indiana Republican candidate for governor handle the pushback? Ryan Hedrick reports.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch says that around 80% of your income before taxes gets circulated in the economy, so she wants Indiana to be a state without income tax.
The Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C. says that Indiana's 10th in the country for our overall tax environment, but 7 of the states ahead of us have no sales or income tax.
She's referring to states like Tennessee, Texas, Florida, and South Dakota. She tells WIBC's Tony Katz that Indiana could cap its total budget by tracking inflation or the cost of living. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
And that's our local news summary for today. WMUN Steve Lindell live at 8:49. Here's some yesterday audio. This is live on WMUN. I was trying to do play-by-play of the eclipse, and I think I've got this at the moment when totality was just about ready to hit.
They have turned on minutes and moments ago. It is really starting to get dark now. It's 3:07. That is totality right there, or maybe seconds away. Listen to the crowd. Now, as Dr. McCreese has told you on WMUN, it is safe to take off your glasses during totality. I think we're there right now. For the moments that you have, and this is when you might be able to snap a photo with your phone. You might be able to, oh, this is just absolutely fantastic. We're live on WMUN.
From yesterday afternoon, we were very pleased to have that ready for us this morning. Thanks to Sean Mattingly, our chief technologist and engineer and broadcaster and basketball guru as well. Let's get this now.
This is House Call for Health. More than 8 million laundry pods packages are being recalled over unsafe packaging. More than one brand of pods being recalled because they're not child resistant and could pose a serious threat. Gaines Flings and Tide Ariel and Ace Pods liquid laundry detergent in flexible film bags are included in the Consumer Product Safety Commission warning. The detergent has been sold at Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, CVS, and other major retailers. The commission warns the outer packaging, meant to seal access to the contents, can, quote, split open near the zipper track. They said the malfunction can cause injury to vulnerable populations and children if ingested. Medical experts say eating the chemicals in the pods could cause vomiting, diarrhea, liver and kidney damage, even death. The pods can also cause injury to the eyes and skin. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, with hourly updates right before the top of the hour.
This is Fox on Justice in San Francisco, where voters in this famously liberal city signaled a shift to the center on Super Tuesday, passing a tough-on-crime ballot measure that gives the understaffed police department more high-tech tools to catch criminals. Police Union President Lieutenant Tracy McCray.
The surveillance, the flock cameras, the license plate readers, where it would help our investigations tracking and getting all that without really putting either us at risk or the public. So to me, that's a win-win.
Voters also passed a measure that requires welfare recipients to undergo drug screenings. The voter revolt started with the recall of a district attorney widely seen as soft on crime and has been fueled by rampant theft, homelessness, and drugs. A record 806 people died from overdoses last year. The idea of broadening police powers here would have been unthinkable just a few years ago, but the pendulum is swinging back, with voters passing the two law and order measures by wide margins. Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
And before I go any further, thank you to all of our staff for making our yesterday coverage what it was. I'm talking to Brett and Gary and Kim and Jared and Kevin and Jay plus Zach and even Mitch. I'm sure that Bruce was in on it. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I really, really appreciate the total team effort from yesterday's coverage. Out east we go now.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A New Hampshire community coming together to help a girl find her beloved stuffed animal makes today's Dean's List. Losing a favorite child's toy can be devastating, particularly if you, the parent, are to blame. And that's what happened when Jake McAlpin accidentally threw away his daughter Charlotte's favorite stuffed dog named Cupcake. Charlotte's mom, Meredith, put a note out on Facebook asking if anyone could help them find Cupcake at the town dump. Brian Monahan, a government official, saw the post and sent a screenshot to a colleague he knew had keys to the city dump and asked if he could help him find the beloved dog. And so they did, on a rainy morning, searching through the trash by hand. Charlotte's dad arrived and joined them. Not long after that, Cupcake was found. And the smile on Charlotte's face after seeing her favorite stuffy says it all. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Thank you, Janice. We always appreciate your good stories towards the end of our hour. We get those in whenever humanly possible and when time permits. There's a lot of good things happening in the world. A lot. In fact, I dare say a lot more good than not. And we are very pleased and proud to talk about those things in our borders and beyond. I'm Steve Lindell, live from the Axia Command Center for this morning's edition of Delaware County Today. Thank you for listening wherever you are, in your car, on your Alexa, on your computer, or maybe you're in the hallway. I'll be back again tomorrow, 8 to 9 a.m., live with what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County, on the new WMUN.